taking stock. As with just about every one of our webinars so far, we like to start at a high level and then begin to drill down. So starting at a high level, and actually starting in general, a good place to start is the beginning. And by the beginning, I mean, what's the goal? What do you want to achieve with this move? I think that's very, very important. And I'm going to give you a tip at the end before we go to the next slide of something to remember that a lot of people lose sight of. So what do we hope to achieve? Or what do you hope to achieve with this move? That's going to be critical to driving the direction you take and ultimately the decisions you make moving forward. If you joined us for our first webinar about making transitions, we went into great detail about differentiating want versus need. Let me cover that again because I think it's important to go into now as you ascertain what you want to accomplish with this move. In some regard, it's pretty straightforward. Want, your wants are things that you want out of this move, things that you would like to have happen that would make you happy, would make your life perhaps more enjoyable, more satisfying, while need is something that's more critical in nature. Where it gets a bit complex is a lot of wants and needs operate on a continuum. For example, if we talk about wanting a change because you're bored where you're working right now, that may be the ultimate want. You don't necessarily need to make a change. You're being paid, you're being compensated, you're working. Everything is going okay, except your level of satisfaction. Now, it could be when you get to growth, which is similar, that I want more growth, that may operate a little bit more on the need side because you're more worried about advancing your career. You're looking at a long-term growth strategy, and that's going to be important to getting you there. If we go to the other extreme, about the need for a job, well, if you are unemployed and you need to earn a living to pay your bills, then a job is the ultimate need. You may be in a situation where you have children and you want to be closer to home, so hours or location are quite important. Definitely that falls towards the need side of things, but that can be mitigated because location and hours may not be a critical need if you're making enough money that you could have daycare and not need to be as available for your children's welfare. So if you created a line with want being all the way on the left and needs being all the way on the right, you could probably put these categories somewhere on that continuum or on that line based on how important they are to you in this given situation. What are we talking about with regard to these things that you're considering? Well, you're considering change because you're bored. You're looking at just personal satisfaction in what you're doing, the mission maybe of the organization. It might be personal growth where you're learning and being given greater opportunities for advancement. Your situation can be that management has changed and you're not enamored with the new people that are in charge. And so you're looking for opportunities either within or outside the organization. We can throw in location, hours, maybe even working remotely. I'm sure many of you are saying, where's salary on that list? Because that becomes incredibly important when making a job change. The next slide is totally devoted to salary, and we'll cover that in a second. As you begin to digest your wants versus needs, certain conclusions can be drawn. One is it will help determine what target companies or target opportunities you might wish to look for when you're making that job change. But another factor will be the time frame that you might need to be able to execute a successful search. In our first webinar, and if you haven't seen it, I suggest you go back and review it again, we talked a bit about a moderate change versus a radical change. And when you look and review your wants versus needs, you can make a determination about how radical and how aggressive the move might be. Because the more aggressive the move might be, generally the more time you're going to have to expect it will take to be successful. It may require far more patience in finding an opportunity that might be open to your background and satisfy your needs, because there'll be a need for either patience and reaching out to far more people than you thought you might need to finally find an opportunity that delivers on your target goal. I mentioned at the beginning of this webinar a tip that I thought might be incredibly helpful for you with regard to your job search. There are many times when I will be working with somebody on a job search and they will have a list of criteria that they're looking to satisfy at the beginning of the search, and it morphs over time. What happens, and one of the mistakes they make, is they set a time limit on when they want to make a move. Now, sometimes the time limit is not up to your making. If a company is relocating, if they're downsizing and you're out of a job, you don't have the determination as to when you can optimally make a move. Where I've seen this happen, let me give you an example. Somebody says it's March and they say, I want to make a move by the end of the summer. So in the back of their mind, by August or September, they want to be out. The time frame they stipulate is purely a want and is not driven by any outside factors whatsoever. What can begin to play out is as the summer goes along, if they are not successful in finding the right opportunity, they begin to lower the bar about what they might be open to. They may extend how far they're willing to commute. They may lessen the requirement for a certain title or level of responsibility, or even the salary and compensation that they were hoping to get by making this move. And what results is they're successful in meeting their time frame of finding a new job before the end of the summer, but ultimately when they look back, the job they have is not that much better or different than the one that they just left. In other words, they were successful in meeting their deadline, but not successful in getting everything they wanted in making the change, ultimately leaving them less than satisfied.